This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on investment in disaster-resilient infrastructure to ensure a better future. The participants are Tripti Parule, former advisor, National Disaster Management Authority, NDMA, and Gaurav Dhawanlal, anchor.
Hello and welcome to our program. Our topic for today's discussion has extreme relevance for each and every one of us, and the topic is investment in disaster-resilient infrastructure to ensure a better future. Just to give you a little context, listeners, the unfortunate reality is that devastating and destructive natural disasters are occurring more and more often across the world. And we are now seeing them happen in places which actually have no prior history of disasters. These places now are unprepared and ill-equipped to handle such fallouts of a disaster. Antiquated infrastructure such as government buildings, power grids and transport infrastructure can be destroyed or rendered inoperable in a matter of minutes due to these disasters. Well, modern disaster resilient infrastructure is designed to reduce the impact of a major event. And to have a conversation on this, we are delighted to have with us Tripti Parule, former advisor, NDMA. Tripti, welcome to our program.
Thank you.
Wanting to understand from you to begin with, Tripti, why is disaster resilient infrastructure important, particularly in the Indian context, and what really does it mean?
It's a very relevant thing, as we all know that we are losing hundreds and thousands of houses every year, India and worldwide, to natural disasters. We are losing several infrastructures to natural disasters every year. And Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, which was started in 2019, which is a coalition for 39 countries, so including United Nations agencies and multilateral development banks and private sectors and academic institutions. We need to work on infrastructure which is disaster resilient. Extremely important because we can't be spending our resource and money and power and everything towards building the same infrastructure again and again instead of doing something else. So it's very, very important. And as climate change is happening, we all know it. Disasters is bound to happen, especially natural disasters. And there's very little that we can do to stop it. And therefore, we need to be very well prepared to face such natural disasters.
So when we talk, Tripti, of disasters, and we know that the effects can be devastating and long-lasting, and of course, there are, beyond the financial aspect, there are individuals, families, and communities that are affected, and it takes years for them to recover. Can we talk of some progress that we really have made in terms of, you know, whether it's about building bylaws or whether it's about ensuring that certain checks and balances exist within communities that we are taking care of this aspect?
So we have been making a lot of progress since 2014 onwards, especially if we talk about it in India context. We have been doing quite a lot of school programs, college programs, community programs to make people aware of different aspects of disaster management and also to make people emotionally aware that what can happen and how you need to face it and how you can overcome it. Therefore, we are kind of asking and urging and requesting and bringing different kinds of policies. India have been doing a lot in bringing policies in terms of policies and planning for disaster resilient infrastructures and different other aspects of disaster management as well.
So do you think, and the Prime Minister has also spoken of recently, you know, about saying that at the global level, we need to actually build in cooperation, collaboration, because many areas where we can learn from each other. So what role is India playing in this and our countries coming together? Because CDRI is a great initiative, and governments, UN agencies, the private sector, development banks, all these are coming together. So some initiatives that have taken place at the international level?
As I said that 2019, the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure was set up by India. India was the pioneer, basically, not by India, but India was the pioneer. India was the leading country for it. Since then, India has been playing quite a lot at international level, quite a lot of roles, different kinds of influencing policies and planning. with the United Nations, with other private organizations, with other infrastructure organizations and multilateral development banks and other private sectors and all that, we have been playing quite a lot of big role in terms of infrastructure risk management and knowledge sharing and all that thing. Also setting standards and other things. And we did it with the United Nations Climate Action Summit. We started with that. And then ever since, we have been working on it. And Bangladesh have worked a lot in terms of disaster management for the flood management part.
Right.
Because they get a lot of floods. But India is a country that gets flood, that gets all kinds of natural disaster, has to face tsunami, has to face all kinds of natural disaster every year. So therefore, we need to be prepared 360 degrees. And therefore, it's a country where we also have hurricane coming in. We also have cyclones. We also have heavy rainfall, cloudburst, drought, all kinds of situations. So therefore, we have been working a lot and we have been sharing our knowledge with different kinds of countries. We have been taking different agencies' help also in building different disaster resilient infrastructures, including IITs and all that as part of it. Been doing quite a lot.
Your experience in the NDMA would have actually shown you that there are some critical areas which, if invested in, will actually help, have a multiplier effect in helping or mitigation of disasters in terms of investing in the infrastructure. What are some of those areas?
So if I talk about my personal experience when I was part of NDMA, then one of the major disasters that I was part of it, handling and mitigating and planning and all that, was Filene, which was a cyclone for Orissa. This is 2013. It was pre-disaster planning, then during disaster, and then after disaster planning that we did. And that was really interesting. And things that come out of it that we were very focused and we were able to handle Filene very, very well. I would say as a country, we were very successful in handling Filene, kind of very big cyclone, with almost very little collateral damage, almost very little infrastructural damage, because we had a lot of infrastructure in place. And that is why infrastructure becomes very, very important, especially while handling natural disasters.
What we're also understanding from you, Tripti, is that pre-disaster preparation is also very critical, whether it's evacuation.
Extremely critical. That is the most critical for that matter.
Right.
Because that's where you involve public. During, it's all in the hands of government agencies, and after is also mostly in the hands of government agencies and some NGOs and some private organizations. It's okay. But pre-disaster is where you involve all kinds of community involvement. It's a people involvement. It's a personal involvement that happens.
Right. So what are some pre-disaster infrastructure initiatives that can really help, whether it's about predicting, whether it's about intensity, how people are evacuated? What are some measures?
So it's depending on, like, if we talk about earthquake, then we can't take much of pre-disaster, apart from the fact that we can teach people how to duck themselves during earthquake, how to save themselves, how to have infrastructure in place, which is disaster resilient infrastructure, which is basically our topic, what we are talking. But earthquake kind of thing, pre-disaster, not much, organizing skills that we can involve. But then if there is cyclone which is predicted, if tsunami, we can't do much pre-disaster. It's apart from infrastructure, disaster resilient infrastructures and some kind of basic community management and all that. Apart from that, because it's not predicted as such. Earthquake is not predicted as such. Cloudburst is not predicted as such. But yeah, definitely for drought, definitely for flood, definitely for cyclones, which is a predicted disaster. It is going to come and we can be prepared. So there's quite a lot of things that is done.
When we talk of the role of a community, and you've also said that it's very, very important, what are some challenges in working with the communities? And how can communities actually support, whether it's NDMA or any other agency that is wanting to help in mitigation of disasters?
If I again talk about Filene, which happened during when I was part of NDMA, very big cyclone and Orissa, very huge area of Orissa, and that was, again, very populated area also. Ganjam district, very populated area of Orissa, was going to be affected by this disaster. And that is the period which was during the Dashehra or Durga Puja period, which is again a very important occasion for that part of the country. And communities gather together and they do celebrations and pujas and all that kind of things. So because we had a very good infrastructure in place, we also had very good community program going on for last one decade almost in Odisha. And Odisha was very well prepared with their communities and all that. Evacuation, which is one of the largest evacuation ever happened, took place within 48 hours. And this is all because of the community involvement and community preparation. So this is how community helps to any, you know, organizations or the government or infrastructure can help like this. Otherwise, it was very difficult because a lot of places there was this Durga Puja Pandal. Had the community not been prepared, there were a lot of resilience also coming up that we can't leave our pandals and we can't leave our pujas and we can't evacuate completely. That would have caused quite a lot of, collateral damage.
When we talk of investing in disaster resilient infrastructure and all this is for a better future, do we also consider, other than physical infrastructure building, the building of teams, the building of community-based teams, which actually suddenly when a disaster happens, swing into action and which takes years of training and development. Do we look at that also?
Yeah, very much. We look at SDRF forces, which is state disaster resident forces. We look at all kinds of smaller community building things. We look at school level programs. We look at college level programs. We look at youth volunteers. We look at all kinds of community volunteers that we prepare them and train them, and they're ready to come and help the organization or the governments and the agencies at such kind of disaster with a very small notice.
You know, success stories, Tripti, are always very empowering. Would you like to share a success story where the community has come together and small little teams have actually managed to create this large web of people that have been there to help out?
Filin was the largest evacuation ever happened in the world before any disaster. And it was all small communities where the whole world, every single network of the world that I gave interview were predicting and questioning and asking, and every agency of the world, every news agency of the world predicted that there will be death tolls going in 3 digits, some predicted in 4 digits. In fact, China's news agency, the main news agency, predicted that we will go in 4 digits, the death toll. And the death toll remained under 2 digits. It was remains in single digit. And it all happened because of the community preparation. Not that the government went and pulled every single person out and lakhs of people came out. No, it was all community that was prepared for last 10 years. And they knew that what to do, how to do it. And they were able to save cattle also, not just human life, but cattle were also saved because of the community preparation and community coming together and helping and all that. So it was really, really amazing.
So what are some areas of infrastructure that we really need more development in and where the government is also focusing on to make it more disaster resilient?
Government is doing quite a lot and building a lot of infrastructure, which is disaster resilient infrastructure, whether it bridges in the hills or whether it is some new constructions happening and all that kind of things. But yeah, we need quite a lot. India is still way to go in disaster resilient infrastructure. We need quite a lot of community preparation and also government preparation and the other agency preparation. And we need to look into a more disaster resilient infrastructure and also environment at the same time, because you need to protect, you need to also be a little bit prepared about the environment part also.
So what we're really understanding, you say, Tripti, is that India is a diverse country, really varied in terms of its coastline, its mountains, and the possibilities of different kinds of disasters.
Yeah,
and
we
of
have
course,
desert, we have all kinds of things, so yeah.
And of course, a very highly populated country too, we are. So keeping all this in mind, and I think you're saying, of course, we have come a long way, but of course we have miles to go, because finally it's about people, it's about their lives, and how a simple event on one day can actually make generations struggle. And I think that's the imperative need of every agency to come in shoulder to shoulder and ensure that infrastructure, physical, emotional, and actually community-wise, is all ready and waiting, because we don't know when disasters can strike. Thank you so much for coming on to our program, Tripti Parole. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on investment in disaster-resilient infrastructure to ensure a better future. The participants were Tripti Parule, former advisor, National Disaster Management Authority, NDMA, and Gaura Dhawanlal, anchor. This program is produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.